into his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land, what a day, a glorious day, that I will be. Amen. May every day be like that, Lord. We reach out to you and we pledge our love anew, giving all the glory to you every day. Every day. Every day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus. That's how we intend to live. Every day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus. Every day. There was a rushing mighty wind blowing upon you, drawing you nearer to God. Do you feel nearer to God? Have you been drawn nearer to God? Have other things disappeared as you turned your eyes on Jesus? Peace that passes understanding. Worship prepares our hearts to hear from God. Prepares our hearts. If we worship the Lord in the spirit of holiness, it doesn't matter where we are, what we're doing, if we pause, that's what we were meant. We were created as instruments of worship. Well, you can't just walk around worshiping all the time. I think you can. I think we can. Well, we don't have to lay down on the floor somewhere or lay down on the highway and stop traffic. We just need to present ourselves as a living sacrifice to the Lord. You need him, don't you? We need him, don't we? We need him always. Do you have moments where you think, well, I just need to stop and praise the Lord? I just need more Jesus. I just need more. If you're in pain, you need more Jesus. If you're worried, you need more Jesus. If you're confused, you need more Jesus. You just need more Jesus. In Ephesians 5, Paul starts out 5 by saying, imitate God, therefore, in everything that you do. Because you are his dear children. I'm a child of God. Say that. I am a child of God. Live life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and he offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. He loved us, and he still loves us. That wasn't a long ago thing. That was a low I with you always thing. Redeeming the time. You're redeemers of time. Did you know that? You represent God wherever you are. That place is holy. There isn't some special thing to live up to. What I gotta be just so before I can be just so. No, you are. This is the way, walk in it. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord, say so. Why are you happy? I'm redeemed. Right? I mean, I was just thinking about it. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. You know, it's like if somebody that has been, I don't know, auditioning, applying something to be on Broadway or auditioning for a part in a movie or whatever the case might be, and they get selected, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. I'm redeemed. It's a big deal. I told you, I'll just repeat it to make myself accountable, and that is when I finally decided that nobody was watching and I'm just going to pray in tongues. I've been seeking and seeking and seeking and but now I don't want to make it up. I'm just going to wait for the Lord to grab me by the head, make me or whatever. And finally I said, Lord, this is crazy. There's nobody else here. So I'm just going to start. And if it's real, I'll know. If it's not real, I'll know. And you'll know. And we'll start this over. And I began to start. It was wonderful. And I went right out to tell John. And when I told John, I said, you know, it wasn't a really big deal. You know, it didn't change me. I'm still the same person. Liar! I was not a real person. I wasn't the same person. God said, don't you ever do that again. Don't you ever make light of anything I did you again. Oh, my goodness. Never, 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 never will I make light of what he gives me now. I'm redeemed. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I am. I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of salvation unto those that believe. I believe. You believe? Understand? You know how fortunate we are that we believe. We are fortunate. There's a lot of people that don't. We feel kind of bad for those people that don't believe, don't we? Don't we ought to feel good for us because we do. And I believe it all. I believe what I don't know yet. I have prepared my heart to not believe. You know? I mean, it's okay. Here's the deal. This week started with, like, I'm reading the Bible, and continually the Lord says, therefore, whatever you ask me in my name, I'll do. That's a hard verse for me. Whatever you ask, I will do. It shouldn't be hard, should it? It should be easy. It should be, whoa, I found it. I found it. I found the way. I found the truth. I found the life. Whatever I ask, he will do. Oh, but you better be careful what you ask. You might ask the wrong thing. I trust him. I trust him. But you see, there's some things in the Bible that just kind of jump up and go, wait a second. Don't wait a second. Only believe. All things are possible to those that believe. I mean, well, what if I ask him it doesn't happen? You asked, he said it would. It doesn't mean you stand in the same place and don't happen. You stand in the same place in faith and don't happen. But you keep on moving. And when the enemy says, what's happening? You say, I pray. I said, I pray. And I'm a child of God, and I'm the redeemed of the Lord. I pray. And I feel better because I pray. And I believe God. So I'm not thinking anything else. And I didn't read very much further, and there it was again. Yes, whatever you ask, I will do for you. Jesus said it. He said it. I will tell you,
when I read those things, I don't necessarily know what to ask. It's like, you know, and I said to the Lord, I wrote down to the Lord and said, so, Lord, is it okay if I just trust you? That's a dumb question. Yeah. But just because I trust him doesn't mean that I can't go ahead and ask. You're all I want. You're all I want. You're all I ever needed. I loved that song since the first time I heard it. I said, that was it. That's what was going on. You are all I want, Lord. All that time in my life, you were all I ever needed. Well, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. All I ever needed was Jesus. All anybody ever needs is Jesus. Again, lessons learned when I said, well, maybe it isn't for everybody, but this is really good for me. That was my response to my friend Murray. Well, you know, maybe this isn't for everybody, but it's good for me. And the next day I saw him, I said, I'm sorry, I was wrong. It's good for everybody. That everyone would come to the knowledge of the truth. You know? A lot of people will say that it's true, but they haven't come to the knowledge of the truth. They haven't come to the understanding that in him we have life. My life is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. All my trust is in you, Lord. Keep saying and saying and saying until it's true in our hearts. There's a lot of things that we know that we don't know that we don't know. I know that's when you read something, I know that Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do for you. I know that. But I don't go searching for that scripture all that often. It doesn't always fit perfectly. It's uncomfortable sometimes. The word is uncomfortable sometimes. You know? Like I've got shirts that I like, but there are shirts that my wife says that doesn't fit you anymore. You're buff. You know, it doesn't fit me the way she wants it to fit me. You know? I'm not going to tell him what he told me this morning on how I should dress. That's too personal.
Yeah.
Leave that one out. I'm not a child, but I'm childish. The word is sometimes hard to digest. But that doesn't mean, you know, there's some foods that I have indigestion a lot. And sometimes I say to myself, I don't know why I bother to eat. Because I like to, that's why. Every time I do that, I thank God for, you know, for them little chalky tablets. Just chomp them down. And for bad things, I've got some little bitty tablets that are the powerhouse tablets. And just, I don't care. Come on, bring it on, indigestion. I look at indigestion like it's from the devil. And that's how it is. When the devil attacks, we got to take him down. But redeeming the time, we come to know Jesus, and the moment that we come to know Jesus, we are redeemers of time. We redeem conversations. Have you ever noticed how you can redeem a conversation? Just by waving it in a different direction? Yeah. I mean, you can come into a conversation and people are talking before you ever get to the conversation. You know, they ain't talking about something that they're proud of. They don't talk about anything they want everybody to hear. But you can redirect that conversation in a moment. You can. You can redeem that time. You can redeem a person with a smile. You can redeem their time. You can redeem them with an encouragement. Last Sunday, I had a group come in, and there was one young man that had been taken captive by Satan unaware to do his will. He was driving, cut up a little bit. He didn't know what he was doing, and he was laughing, and he was trying to get the other guys to laugh. And I said, "Look, I got to tell you something. You don't know that. But sometimes people are taken captive by Satan to do his will, and they aren't aware. You're not aware of what you're doing. What you're doing is you are trying to distract and keep people from the truth. And you don't mean to. You're a good young man." And he looked at me the rest of the time. He looked at me. And then finally he said, I don't want to interrupt you, but you said I'm good. I've never had anybody tell me I'm good in my life before." And I said, "Well, you are. You've got gifts." They said, "Well, you know, when I was young, I played all kinds of sports, and they said if I just kept playing sports, I'd probably been playing for some big school when I was in eighth grade." And he listened closely. Then afterwards, he said to me, I'm the youngest guy here." I said, "Well, how old are you?" He said, "Well, I just turned 18. And I said, "Well, why are you here?" "Well, I'm charged with a homicide." I said, "Well, that doesn't change the good gifts I've given you. You'll be praying for me." But just by giving, it wasn't my words, it's God's words, "You're good." He never had anybody in his life telling he was good. "You're good. Did you know that? You're good." And all of the bad and all of the condemnation and all the lies of the enemy and all of the past and all of the hurts and all of the everything are just wrapped up in your redemption. When I say you're good, I'm saying you're good. It's not one of those things like saying you're better than this. You're better than this is kind of condemnation. You know? But you're good. There's no condemnation in good. No matter what's going on in our lives, that doesn't change the goodness of God and man's good. We've been redeemed. Everything I did before I got saved is gone. Other people can remember it. I can remember it. God don't have time for it. It's been redeemed. Only thing those things are good for is my goodness, how great is our God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that one too, and that one too, and that one too. They're all gone. I'm through. I'm not through preaching. That's just I'm through. I'm through. We're no longer subjects to the condemnation of the sin. Redeeming the time. You see, you take the redeeming power that God has given you. And just redeem the time. Redeem the memories. Redeem the guilt. Redeem the shame. Just spread redemption over the top of it and all of that. And just enjoy that. And the joy of the Lord that is your strength will become the joy to someone else because you will. Now see, I'm going to redeem that time because I'll never get that time back. What's to redeem? Nothing. Not a thing. But you have it. Have you ever, sometimes Vicki and I will watch some British show or some show or something, and sometimes they're just awful and we'll get done. I'll say, well, that's an hour I'll never get back. Have you ever check your phone real quick and then 40 minutes later your quick check is gone? You know, it's like, how can it go so fast? Can you imagine? You know, I mean, it's just crazy. People can't learn anything for a half hour, but they can learn nothing for hours. You know? I do it too. And I have just sort of lost the habit of even checking. So sometimes I miss people's birthdays that were on the Facebook comes up and tells me it's somebody's birthday, but I don't check the announcements all the time. So that might be a day or a month late. That's okay. But you can just the enemy doesn't mind if you're distracted. He minds if you're attracted to Jesus. If you're attracted to the truth, you're redeemed. And you're a redeemer. Now, you can't redeem anybody. Like Jesus redeemed us. But at the same time, you can, because you are redeemed, and you encourage someone else that they're redeemed, and they go to Jesus and they're redeemed. You are the ambassador for Christ. Paul talked about himself. He said, we're ambassadors for Christ. You're an ambassador for Christ. You know, an ambassador of the United States has to act like an ambassador of the United States all the time, representing the United States all the time. If he misrepresents the United States, he's not going to be the ambassador any longer. We're fortunate. God doesn't just throw us out of our ambassadorship. He just reminds us that we were sent here to redeem the time. In 5 minutes after I met Jesus, I redeemed 30 years. I mean, it was just those five minutes were better than the previous 30 years. They were just good, and I had no idea how good it would get. And so now I'm 41 years old in the Lord, going on 42, I think. Anyway, but the thing about that is I'm ready to believe. Ask anything in my name and I'll do it. We just keep growing up, you see. We don't want to be so easily dissuaded. Because the Lord speaks to us through His Word. And there's a great possibility that those things that kind of make you squirm, those are the things God's telling you. Those are the steps up that are good. And so the enemy rushes in quick to say, that's not for you, don't pay attention to that. That's not, you can't be serious about that. You have a message to the whole world. You may never be Billy or Franklin Graham or anything like that, but you might be responsible for the next one. No? I mean, and that's not to put, oh, that's too much responsibility. That's not to put responsibility on us. That's to make us aware of our heart. It's just a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity. I mean, as I was driving home on Sunday, you know, the Lord brought to mind what that young man said. I had, you know, we had a good time, and you know, he said, remember that you told him he was good. God told him he was good. God told him he was good. Charged with homicide. Not a problem for God. Not a problem. A pleasant young man. He looked like an athlete. I don't think he can read.
he really couldn't. He didn't know the calendar. That what's the month that comes after March? I'm going. Can you imagine? I mean, I forget things, but I know April comes after March. But he left that place knowing something he didn't know before. He left that place good about. I would venture to say, hopefully I'll see him today if he hasn't gone someplace else, you know. He'll come in again and tell me, you know, I didn't tell him everybody I'm good. I'm telling you that you have the goodness of God in the land of the living. You've been redeemed, and you are able to redeem. By the power of his name. Be aware. Be aware of things that need redeeming. Be aware if there's something you can say to change the direction. Say it. You can live a life filled with love following the example of Christ. See then that you live circumspectly. That's a big word, isn't it? Live circumspectly, not as a fool, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Yeah. Evil days. There have always been evil days. There was an evil day when Adam and Eve were in the garden and the serpent came and deceived them. And the evil just began to grow when Adam and Eve came, kills Abel. How could this happen? They started out walking in the garden with God. Now they have their kids and one of their kids kills the other kid. How did we get to this place? You know, people sit around and they say that about the way things are now. How do we get to this place? Well, we need to go and say, we gotta get out of this place. It's the last thing we ever do. How do we do it? We redeem the time. We take on our assignment as redeemers. Not as a curse. Not as a heavy burden, but an opportunity. Here's an opportunity to redeem. Redeem our children, redeem our enemies, redeem our friends. Redeem, redeem, redeem. Let the redeem of the Lord say so. We've got something to do. And it's good. This is the way, Jesus said, just walk in it. Just walk in it. Walking in the sunshine. Sing a little sunshine song. Put a smile upon your face as if there's nothing wrong. Think about a good time that a long time ago. Think about forgetting about your worries and your woes. Walking in the sunshine, sing a sunshine song. Redeem the time, friends. You have the power of God and the salvation working in your life. Amen? Thank you, Father, for your goodness, for your mercy, for redeeming us, for making us ambassadors, for giving us the power to redeem people to you, Lord.